it was a place that you had a concern, you could hook in there and raise that lid up and put that, just set that in there, and then cook whatever you wanted to.
Did you ever see a kind of a thing that people would cook in the fire, one of those skillets had three legs on it?
Yeah, I've seen that, but we never did use that. But
you never cooked in the fire?
No, we never cooked, no, we had a wood stove, that's right. But I have seen those kind.
What sort of things would people cook in the fire, like?
Well, we have cold days, roast potatoes in the fire, and just sit down and have, you know, and have a lot of ashes, and put them in, cover them up, cover them with ashes, and let them roast, and they good that way too. They used to eat that stuff. And then back in those days, you never heard of banking potatoes, did you? Sweet potatoes.
No.
We'd have about a board, we didn't put them in houses, about 4 foot long board, and you pile the potatoes up like this, have a clean place on the ground, all right, pile them up like this, and put some hay.
Yeah.
So, and then put this board over, fix what it couldn't rain, you know, and then put a top on them. And then when the winter time come, it didn't do it until it got cold, then you took dirt and just covered the whole bank up, you see. All right, when we got ready to go in there, we had just open up one of those boards and then go in and get the potatoes we wanted and carry it back up. In those days, we could keep potatoes until April, May, but now this sweet potato they have now, I could raise them, I couldn't keep them. So in 2 or 3 weeks, they'd all be rotten, so I just quit.
When you plant potatoes 1 year, would you ever have them come up the next year? Just
sure, well, I just
come up.
But yeah, sweet potatoes too, sure, that's right. But we didn't cultivate them, that was volunteer, what we call volunteer potatoes, we didn't cultivate them again. But that was a potato crop, that was one of the main food crops back then in those days, because they'd keep so long.
Yeah. Now when you go to the store and bought fruit, the grocer would put them in
a paper bag, but we didn't have very much fruit in those days. At these local stores, you could go to town and get fruit. But when you went to the store to buy lard, he'd dip it out of a big, well, I imagine the barrel would hold 300 or 400 pounds. You know, great big old barrel of lard. Well, and just dip it out and put it in a little old pasteboard tray and weigh it. You know, it had a scooper, take it in, put it in there, then to weigh it so much a pound, it wouldn't be in these paper cotton like they are now.
And sugar was sold.
That's right, loose and paper bag. All right, and they used to have cheese, a big hog of cheese round. You know, you might have seen it just round. And you cut it slice like that, so about a pound. Cut it off weighing, you know, you want a pound and a half of cheese, whatever, like this. Now you can go to the store and just buy the size you want, you know, wrapped up.
They call that?
Hodge, big hog of cheese, right there. You never seen one of those big round?
Hook cheese?
That's like a big round, yeah. I think you call it hook, yeah. Sometimes you can see them now, but not very seldom you see something like that. Those kind of cheese.
Tastes better too, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're good. It's better. Now, I don't know. You get them out of the refrigerator, and they don't taste like that old time cheese. And then, bacon is being long slabs. You know, salt bacon. That's what you call it, salt bacon. And then you just sometimes you just buy old slab meat, just old fat sides. But that was good to cook with, and that's what my daddy bought for the lieutenant, mostly with that, you know, that meat like that. But, cause we had raised most of them. Sharecroppers, they didn't worry about raising much to eat. They'd raise corn, and then you could sell shell corn. The store would buy shell corn. Well, there, you know how they are. They'd shell their corn and sell it to the store, and they wouldn't have corn to last very long after Christmas. They'd be done away with it, then you'd have to feed them.